The Orthodoxy of Hell. Bob Evely of Grace Evangel Fellowship informs us of the critical distinctions regarding the word hell and its relation to Orthodox religion. Orthodoxy, having been sealed in the 5th century, teaches, among other things, that those who die without believing upon Jesus Christ will spend eternity in hell. This would mean, of course, that those of other world religions will enter the inescapable tortures of hell when this life is concluded. Most teach, supposedly from the Bible, that God is love, but that God is also willing to torment forever and ever those who do not believe because he has no recourse. Since he is just and cannot bear the presence of sin, he has no alternative but to contain the stubborn unbelievers in hell eternally. But this is not what the Bible teaches. This is what most churches will tell you that the Bible teaches, but this is because church leaders have been indoctrinated into the common beliefs of the church. Most English versions of the Bible today are infected with the biases of the translators. Most church interpretations today are infected with the bias of the traditions of men which, as in Jesus' day, are held in higher esteem than the very words of God. Did you know that a single word in the original Bible languages is translated by two drastically different words because the translation is shaped by biased thinking? Sheol, Hebrew, and Hades, Greek, are translated as grave if the person spoken of is righteous, but it is translated as hell if the person is unrighteous. So our modern Bibles are not truly translations, they are interpretations. The Bible teaches that all mankind will be saved and all will be restored and reconciled unto God. So those of other religions are on a different path and do not yet recognize the importance of Jesus Christ. But one day they will, and they too will be saved. Salvation is indeed the gracious gift of God for all mankind, not just some, provided by the grace of God through the faith and accomplishments of Jesus Christ. This is not my own wishful thinking. This is what the Bible teaches. If the reader will carefully study, casting aside the indoctrinations provided by the Church of Man, that is, those visible churches of our day of all flavors, it is plain to see.